We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Changes are planned for I-94 in Detroit. WWJ's John Hewitt is at an MDOT meeting this afternoon. John.
Jackie, construction would still be a ways off, not scheduled, in fact, until 2023. But modernization plans are indeed in place for a 6.7-mile stretch of I-94 from east of the I-96 interchange all the way through eastbound to Connor. The total price tag, $3 billion.
We're looking at a completion somewhere right around 2033 right now. So it'd be about a 10-year process, and that's based on funding. If additional funding becomes available, we do have a plan in our pocket to accelerate that, and we could probably build it in 4 years.
That's Terry Stepanski, MDOT's project lead on the I-94 modernization. He says it would include complete redos of the interchanges with the Lodge and I-75. And before I give it back to you, Jackie, a side note, the gathering in here inside of the Historical Museum has an added bonus for sports fans. It's actually being held in the Lindell AC Exhibit Room. So as you look at MDOT maps and all kinds of schematics, you look up and there's memorabilia, Mark Fidrich jersey, historical pics and the like. Kind of fun. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Striking General Motors workers are feeling the squeeze of going nearly 4 weeks without their regular paychecks. GM's full-time workers are losing roughly $1,000 each week, not counting overtime. Losses are piling up for the company and spilling over to suppliers as well. A Wall Street analyst estimates that GM is losing about $82 million a day, which adds up to over $1.6 billion since the work stoppage began in mid-September. WWJ AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert says Jeep is celebrating a win with a social media campaign.
Apple has a cute little SUV emoji, cute being the operative word. It used to pop up when you typed the word Jeep. The Jeep people thought it was too cute. They called it an imposter Jeep. Their lighthearted complaints have now been heard. The latest Apple operating system no longer links the SUV emoji with Jeep, just generic words like SUV.
An assembly line of sorts at Ford Field today as Kroger is teaming up with the Detroit Lions to pack some 50,000 boxes of food for the needy. WWJ City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas joins us with details. Vicki.
Yeah, Jackie, about 1,000 volunteers listening to music as they pack the non-perishables into boxes. Mark Alexander manages the Kroger on 12 Mile and Evergreen.
This is part of our feeding the human spirit. So our big initiative now is to make sure we not only feed our customers, we feed our associates, as well as our community, because we're in Michigan. We got to make sure we get back to Michigan.
And legendary Lion Barry Sanders also on hand.
It's very fitting. We're going into the holiday season. You know, the NFL has been very fortunate and blessed. And so for them to just take a moment to realize that, you know, there are people in need.
And this is all part of NFL 100. Now, you can purchase the boxes later this month at Kroger for $5, and then the boxes will be picked up and taken to families in need. Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
All right, thank you, Vicki. The Republican-led state legislature passed the state budget, but Governor Whitmer took her veto pen to dozens of those funding priorities, and today both sides met again to iron out the differences.
They have slapped a cone of silence on what they talked about and what they agreed to or did not agree to. That's usually a sign that they're finally getting down to the nuts and bolts of doing some give and take on this budget stuff. We did talk to the governor. Here's her quote. "I think there is a good faith effort to show that we're ready to get serious about negotiating. That's what the supplemental budgets that have now been introduced are there to do, and I think we can make and find some common ground."
WWJ Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick says both sides appear to want to restore four key budget items, but not much else is known. Both sides are planning to meet again next week. Another big marijuana event coming to Detroit this weekend, and it's bringing with it some big stars. WWJ's Sandra McNeil with the tale. Sandra.
Who will be there, Jackie? Here's a little hint. Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God.
Doors open at noon at the Russell Industrial Center Saturday for the two-day Cannabis Bazaar featuring a concert by Ice Cube, who you're listening to, and T.I. Patrons have to be 18 with a valid ID and a medical card, or over 21 with a valid ID. The VIP passes for this event, though, aren't cheap. Over $100 for both days, but they feature complimentary munchies and a High Times branded tote bag. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
Viagra changing the sex lives for many men with erectile dysfunction, but now that little blue pill may also help with some life-saving bone marrow transplants. Here's WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights.
Researchers at the University of California gave mice a dose of Viagra followed by an injection of a drug called plerixafor that's used in stem cell transplants. Viagra helped blood vessels widen, while the plerixafor injection helps stem cells detach from bone marrow. This process took just 2 hours compared to the usual 4 to 6 days. Researchers plan to start studies in humans. If successful, the combination of Viagra and plerixafor could be more attractive to volunteer donors and patients because it costs less and it's less time consuming. Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.